The State Department announced this week that it is working to try to bring about political change in Zimbabwe, both with groups inside the country and with neighboring African nations. But those neighboring governments say they know nothing about a cooperative effort with Washington to isolate Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe. And as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, at least one country in the region says it wants no part of any such scheme.
U.S. officials discussed American intentions concerning Zimbabwe at a special State Department briefing on food aid to drought-stricken southern Africa. As U.S. officials announced the shipment of more food to avert a famine, they took aim at Robert Mugabe, saying his policies are partly to blame for food shortages throughout the region. Mugabe has been confiscating white-owned farms for redistribution to landless blacks, but U.S. officials say the farms are going to Mugabe's cronies and that food production is way down at a critical time. During the briefing, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Walter Kansteiner, also said that Mugabe was not democratically elected. The U.S., he said, is trying to do something about it.
The political status quo is unacceptable because the elections were fraudulent. The question is, what are the tactics that we can use to work with those inside Zimbabwe, as well as their neighbors, to encourage a more democratic outcome?
Kansteiner specifically mentioned U.S. cooperation with South Africa, Botswana, and Mozambique. But Roy Blackbeard, Botswana's High Commissioner in London, says it's news to him.
We are not aware of any of these talks taking place. Apart from that, it's never been Botswana's policy. It's never been our policy to be confrontational, and I believe that we believe in dialogue, and that is not a dialogue.
Mozambique also denied involvement in such a campaign, as did South Africa's foreign ministry spokesman, Rani Mamwepa.
We are not aware, nor are we party to any effort between ourselves and a third country to bring about a change. A constitutional change in any country in the region.
Gerald Bender, a professor of international relations at the University of Southern California, says the very public statement by Walter Kansteiner has put Zimbabwe's neighbors in a very difficult position.
All of them have struggled with the disaster in Zimbabwe that Mugabe has brought on himself, but prefer to deal with it through quiet diplomacy or constructive engagement in that region. And this really pulls the rug out from under them, even though, not surprisingly, they've all denied it. But I suspect that there has been some cooperation.
Bender says Kansteiner's statement also is unfortunate for opposition groups in Zimbabwe because it will allow them to be portrayed as stooges of Washington. Professor Edmund Keller at UCLA also specializes in the politics of Southern Africa. He says that trying to influence electoral politics in Zimbabwe would be a worthy project, but any intervention to oust Mugabe, he says, would be a recipe for disaster, especially given Mugabe's popularity at home.
The rural poor and many people who fought during the liberation struggle alongside of Mugabe, they see him as a hero. They probably would admit that he's made some mistakes, but they're willing to forgive those. And I would think that if some country really tried to destabilize Zimbabwe or to somehow overthrow him, the country, the blacks in the country at least, would rally behind him.
Dennis Jett, former U.S. ambassador to Mozambique and now dean of the International Center at the University of Florida, says the statement by Assistant Secretary Kansteiner was a bit surprising.
Well, it was a fairly blunt remark, and he went out of his way to make it.
But Jett says the U.S. was right to speak out against a bad situation made worse, in his words, by a thuggish government.
Obviously, the situation in Zimbabwe is not good. You have a drought that's compounded by a government that seems indifferent to the plight of its people. And a large part of the cause of the famine is government policies and not just the weather. So I guess the administration decided something dramatic needed to be said.
It certainly got the attention of people in Southern Africa. They'll have a chance to question Secretary of State Colin Powell about U.S. intentions. He plans to attend a summit in Johannesburg the first week of September. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.